Blog Talk Radio.
What you're listening to is Dappy T. Key's Piano Worship. He's excellent when listening to him during your prayer time or your Bible scriptural time. But today I just wanted to focus on healing scriptures and just worshiping God and being grateful to God for who he is and all that he's done. Knowing that he is our Savior, he is our hope, our help in a time of need. God is awesome. So I will begin. First scripture, 3 John 1 and 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Psalms 41 and 3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. Psalms 147 and 3. He healeth the broken heart and bindeth up his wounds. Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 53 and 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit trieth the bones. Psalms 103:2-4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Praise the Lord. James 5:10. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Hallelujah. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Jeremiah 17:4. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord. Know that He is with you. We are still in a hard time. People still getting sick. We still hearing of deaths. But know that God is greater. He is greater than what we can ever imagine. Do not let what we see around us make us disheartened. The Lord wants us all to know that He is still God. He is still the Lord of Lords. He is still the King of Kings. He is still our righteousness. He wants you to have peace today. No matter where you are, He wants you to have peace. He wants you to trust that no matter what you're going through, He is with you. Don't let what you see discourage you. Don't let what you hear cause your heart to break. For God is with you. If you're sitting in the hospital room, to begin to worship the Lord, wherever you're at, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. For He is with us. He is our God, and He is our King. He is our magnificent Savior. We praise Him, oh God. We praise You, Lord. We praise Your name. Hallelujah. Help us not to forget You. He is with you today. Have faith in the power of His name, the name of Jesus, the one that died on the cross for you and I, to save us from our sin. He is with us. He is still in control. He is still the God of all. Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. We lift Your name on high. We praise You, God. We praise You, God. Heal the sick, Lord Jesus. Those who are still struggling, with this virus, God. We cry out for your healing today. In the name of Jesus. Touch, oh God. Touch your people. In the name of Jesus. Every ailment, every sickness, every disease, every pain. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch your people today. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing into every body, into every mind, into every lungs, into every heart, every blood vessel. We speak healing today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every sickness be bound, every disease be bound in the name of Jesus. 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 No weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. For God is our strong tower, our very help in the time of need. We don't need to fear, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. For whatever we ask, we shall receive. For the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Hallelujah. Continue to trust God. Continue to cry out and worship him, for your healing is in your worship. Our worship. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful and mighty God, Holy One of Israel, we will continue to worship you through our struggles and through our pain. For we know no matter where we are, no matter how we feel, that you will continue to bless us if we just keep our eyes on you. We praise you, Lord. We lift your name on high. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We will continue to worship you day in and day out. We will continue to praise your name. Though what around us may look so tough, it may look bleak, we don't know what to do. But we know that if we keep our eyes focused on you, God, that you will bring us out. And so we continue to pray for those who are even so sick, they can't pray for themselves, but maybe in their mind, they talk to you. Maybe because if they have tubes or hooked up to machines, Lord, we ask you for their deliverance from sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you strengthen the doctors and the nurses today. Strengthen their bodies, that they will be able to work and help the patients. We pray for families today who have lost loved ones, God. Give them peace in the midst of this storm. in the name of Jesus.